Like, I mean, who is walking through that door? Like, who are some of the names? Okay, I'm looking at this.
I hear Dennis Hastert is getting work over.
They furloughed.
Hey,
you know he knows how to do the job.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, maybe QAnon needs a white hat pedophile. It's like a Hannibal Lecter type situation.
Okay, because like on the seventh or eighth vote, the one that just happened, Matt Gaetz voted for Donald Trump. And it's one of those Air Bud style situations that you don't actually have to be in Congress to be Speaker of the House. And I love the Donald Trump vote, because the thing is, Trump has already tried to rein in the Gateses of the world by telling them to vote for Kevin McCarthy. But this is honestly another example of how washed Trump kind of is. They don't need him anymore, and they're doing their own thing. And here's how I can tell they're doing their own thing, because this fucking chucklehead is nominating Donald Trump to be Speaker of the House. A punishment for him that would be as severe as prison, if not worse for him.
Yeah, you don't have to work in jail.
Yeah.
You can just hang out. If he was Speaker of the House, he would have to be there every day.
He would have to be in Washington, D.C. He would have to be like doing procedural voting maneuvers and things like that. He doesn't know or want to do anything like that. This would be exquisite torture for him, being Republican Speaker of the House, which is why I hope it happens.
Yeah, Speaker of the House, what that job actually is, you have to show up for work every day, which is part of the reason that Nancy was drunk half the time. Like, I kind of sympathize with her there, because you have to make sure you're there, or else, like, even if you won a majority by like 30 seats, you know, someone's going to do a weird procedural thing and your guys aren't going to get their committee seats. Then you have to spend the remaining 9 hours of the day, like, passing non-binding resolutions, declaring that, I don't know, like, Azerbaijan has a nice shipping industry. Like, just all these like bullshit, like all these things that Congress passes that are essentially like 2011 era Facebook statuses. You have to sign off on all of those. There's no like pomp and circumstance. The last thing I remember a speaker doing that actually had any like even any showmanship at all was the kente cloth kneeling.
That was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess if Matt Gaetz and company get their way, they'll be doing the opposite of the kente cloth. I mean, they'll be dressing up like, I don't know, cops or something. I don't know.
Yeah. White hoods. Don't make it too complicated.
Yeah, exactly. But okay, like, so some of the possible alternatives to McCarthy that have been floated, I've been having fun with. Per the latest, I heard from, I think Jake Tapper is reporting that Steve Scalise is back on the table for Speaker. And he's sort of like, that makes sense, because he's sort of like the second most powerful guy to McCarthy in the House. But here's a problem. His shitbag leaks everywhere. No one wants that for the Speaker. It's just, he smells.
Okay, well, shitbag, that's a problem. But do you realize with Scalise, it's impossible for him to get Me Too'd? Doesn't have the necessary equipment, rumor dictates.
Like Nancy Pelosi, he has to pee sitting down, so let's keep it going.
Yeah. I've also floated
is Jim Jordan, who the Taliban contingent, they say they trust Jim Jordan, but then Jim Jordan endorsed Kevin McCarthy. Now my sources tell me that Jim Jordan would step into the Speaker role in a heartbeat, but they're hung up in negotiation because he keeps demanding what he refers to as team doctor privileges for the Republican caucus. He keeps asking them to turn and cough.
I mean, yeah, talk about degeneration. Going from the wrestling coach who actually molested people as speaker to the wrestling coach that ignored the wrestling coach that molested people. Everything is just
there's
a copy
so much
of a
variety
copy.
In the GOP caucus of personality types who either did molest wrestling wrestlers or simply turned the other look the other way as wrestlers were being molested.